1886. They must have put them out in the 1800s.
Cards, where would they put them? They just...
Well, they didn't use them, I suppose, afterwards, like a... Probably few... Just for in memory of them.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe the family had them made. I don't think they put them in the... Use them in the church or anything. Mm-hmm. I think they were just something they'd pass around. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of
these
before.
Were relatives in the family. Oh, there used to be another store right across from Red's. Did you get that?
No.
From Red's Market was a store. I just found it on here. Some of these things I jot down.
Huh.
That would be on the corner of Olive Street and the main, what was the old main road they called
mm-hmm.
it. And it would be right directly across from Red's.
There was two,
and there used to be a watering trough in the middle, in the square, they called
uh-huh.
it. And Ike Spencer was the first owner. And then Mrs. Mickelson, M-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N, she was a widow, had it. And the third owner was Sam Segee. He had one leg, and I think the picture's in that book. With a one-legged man from the store, it must be that store. Well, it was old, probably. They just tore it down. And yes, and years ago, that used to be the post office in the town. Now, they haven't got that in that book, but I know because one of my father said they used to have a post office. And that was the post office.
Hmm.
That was, well, the last owner was Sam Segee. And they had to have a, what do they call them? Not a switch man, a watchman or something. A signal man, a signal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where he worked,
hmm.
on the railroad. And they used to have a little place for them to stay in. And when a train would come, he'd go out and stop the traffic when there was a train coming.
Because
you see, they'd have to have where it crossed the highway. That was the main highway.
Hmm.
He was a signal man. I can remember that because I can remember seeing him. There's one leg up there when I was little.
What did you think of him?
Huh?
What did you think of him when you were little?
Just
a man.
But my father, the first fire truck, these he had, my father was, I think he was fire chief. Silvers up here and built it over. And I remember there was no windshield on it. And I think he took the old reel off the hand one they used to run with and put on the back of the truck.
Huh.
And that was the first one. Then they bought another used one from some town. I had the list of them someplace. It all written down.
Hmm. When did they build the new firehouse?
Or the other one, my father, that isn't too old. I don't know why they built a new one, really. Just to raise the taxes, I guess. Because my father had an awful time to get that building. His relatives up on the main highway wouldn't speak to it. Because they brought it up to town meeting and he got the people to vote on it. And then they built the new hall, but that's...
The new hall?
Well, they called it. Fire station, even the town hall, and two, you know.
Was that built during Eisenhower's days?
Before.
Yeah.
Let me see, my father's fire chief in 23. I'd say it was built in the 30s. That building isn't too old.
Hmm.
I think it was built 30 it was there.
Mm-hmm.
29 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
He was contracting out. Well, the first one my father built, fire truck. And then the second one came from South Portland. It was 1921 McCann pumper.
Mm.
And the town, the BZ sold it to Monroe after. The third one was an Indian pumper.
Mm.
And then they had, 1940 Chevrolet was the third one. I don't know, maybe that's the same one they're using today. And I'm not sure. But my father did an awful lot for this town. He'd organize parades, and we'd all have to be in the parades, or if he wasn't in the parade, I know when he wasn't able to win the parade. He said, "Now I want to see the whole of you out front showing yourself for the parade."
Really?
He says, "For your town," because he always called it his town. Well, they were the old settlers.
Yeah, that's true.
No, this farm over here, Jones's, was quite a farm. It was the Jones farm and the Peter Davis farm on the Chase Road. That was another big farm. And there's a lot of big farms here. And Crowley had a big farm, Northern Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot of the men in BZ worked for the Bangor Hydro.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people worked for the travel back and forth.
But down here at the Hydro, they worked right in town. And then the canoe factory employed a lot of men when they had it. Or it burned. Grace Martin was telling me that she was talking to you about one of the House of Ill Fame that was over near her place. She was telling about the woman buying a mattress or something. I don't know if she told you or not. But it was a McNutt. She couldn't think of a name. And she asked me if I remember the people who lived in it before. And I said, yes, McNutt. McNutt's the name of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they spelled it, McNutt.
They bought a mattress?
Well, she said that the woman bought a new mattress. And Mrs. McNutt was quite a character. Well, she ran one of those houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the Woods live in it now, the house of Woods live in over there. She said that the man brought the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her how much she owed for the mattress. And she said, well, instead of money, why don't we do it the old way? He ran like that.
He never came back.
Never came back for the money.
Yeah.
She says, why don't I pay for it in the old way?
He didn't want any part of that. That's funny. She was telling me this morning about a Phillips Jones stove.
She told me about that. Boy, it's too bad that she hadn't bought it. Kept it. It'd be worth something today.
This is the end of my interview, the end of the second side of my interview with Mrs. Blanche Smith.